Okay, Heather, we are continuing on with the Melechus of Shabbos with the halacha ramifications for in contemporary halacha. We've done Baruch Hashem, we've done Boineh, we've done Mechitza, we've done Ohel. Tonight's topic is going to be Makom HaPatish, and Be'ezus Hashem, either next year or the one after, we're going to start Hilchos Kosev in halacha. So let's discuss Makom HaPatish. I can't see you on the screen, so if you have a kasha, feel free to pipe up. So, Malacha Makom HaPatish. On a basic level, Makom HaPatish, and being one of the Lama Tess Malachas, involves completing or finishing the production of an object. But we have to analyze and refine this definition based on the Gemara Kof Dalet Amud Beis. There's a major machlokas is shown in between Rashi and the Meiri quoting the Chachmei HaDoros. And this machlokas as to what the geder of Makom HaPatish is has halachic ramifications and nafkaminas. So let's begin. So the Gemara Kof Dalet Amud Beis brings down a very interesting case. Let's say it's a brisa actually. Let's say we have a sefer. The Gemara says a sefer veheshlima. You have a sefer. Rashi says it's one of the Chav Dalet Svarim, like Tanakh. You're writing a sefer Torah, let's say, and you are honored with the last letter. Does anybody know what the last letter of a sefer Torah is? What's the last letter of the Sefer Torah, Chavre? Who said Lamed? Very good, very good. You and my wife both got it right. Why is the Lamed the last letter? What's the no? Le'enei Kol Yisrael is the last words of the Sefer Torah. So Lamed is the last letter. So you're honored with the last letter, and it happens to be. The guy who sponsored this event of writing the Sefer Torah for, is a friar yid, and it's on Shabbos. So he tells you to write the last letter on the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says if a person writes the last letter of a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, he will be chayiv. Now the Gemara does not say what you're chayiv for; it just says you're chayiv. Now, in light of the fact that you'll see soon in next year that in Kosev, the Malach of Kosev is requires two letters. And you're only writing one letter, so the question becomes, which malacha is it? On the one hand, l'chora can't be kosev because you need two letters. So which one is it? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Meiri quotes the Chachmei HaDoros, and he says it's maleches kosev. Ah, you need one letter. So says the Meiri, that's only true if you're writing a word on its own. But the second letter of Kosev is only there to make it a more chashiva Meleches Kosev, to make it a shir and chashivas. Your ksiva is more chashiva when you have two letters. But that's only when you're writing it in isolation. When you're writing the last letter of a Sefer Torah, which is such a significant act of Kosev, because you're being mashlim a Sefer, that has the chashivas kishtayim, says the Meiri. Because the only need for the second letter is a certain shear of chashivas to Kosev. But when that second letter, when you have one letter, but it's at the end of the Sefer Torah, that last letter is a pivotal letter. It's a very profound letter because you're being mashlim in the Sefer Torah. So says the Meiri, you'll be violating Kosev in this case, even though you're only writing one letter. That's not the main point of the Meiri. That's the hanacha he makes. The main point of the Meiri is that he wants a taina that this is definitely not Makom HaPatish. Why is this not Makom HaPatish? L'chayra, the guy is completing a Sefer Torah, completing, finishing an object, finishing an item. L'chora is Makom HaPatish. But says the Meiri, no, he has a very unique sheet of Makom HaPatish. Makom HaPatish does not mean completing an object or being gomer an object. It means perfecting an object, fine-tuning an object. So, for example, if a person has a shirt, and there's and the shirt is completely woven and ready to be worn, it just has a few extra threads that are dangling on the bottom. The Meiri says that when you take off those threads, that's Makom HaPatish. But completing the shirt itself, that's not Makom HaPatish. Makom HaPatish is only the aftermath of an already completed object. That's the Meiri Shita when it comes to Makom HaPatish. You'll see how this plays out soon. Comes along Rashi, yes. Erasing is a little bit more complicated because there's a malacha called mochik as well. There is called mochik as well. So what do you mean? Erasing an extra letter of a Sefer Torah, you're saying? I mean, you have a full-fledged Sefer Torah and you're going to erase now the extra letter. Yeah, very, very, yeah. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay. I see the svaras back and forth. Maybe a more comparable case Yehuda is where, let's say, a person erases the tag, the crown, of a letter. So you have a complete Sefer Torah. You're just, or maybe he's adding the last tag on a Sefer Torah. We're going to see a nafka mina in a second, so hold off. So that's the Meiri. The Meiri says the Makom Patish, this is very important, does not apply when it comes to completing, only when it comes to perfecting and fine-tuning. This is a unique sheet of the Meiri. Rashi is Mavur in many Mekomos in Shabbos. We're not going to go through each one, the Diukim, but Rashi is very clear that Makom Patish is what we assumed is the standard assumption, that Makom Patish applies whenever you're being gomer a kli, completing an object. And so in this case, when you're writing the Sefer Torah, the last letter of the Sefer Torah, Lamed, you are being mashlim the Sefer Torah. That's completing the Sefer Torah. And that would be Makom Patish, because Makom Patish is the geder of completing an object. It doesn't have to be perfecting. Rashi would agree, you see in many places, he would agree that perfecting is also Makom Patish. But that's not coming to exclude a case of completing. Completing an object is also Makom Patish. So it comes out that we have a basic machlokas Rishonim between the Meiri and Rashi. All Rishonim agree that perfecting is called Makom Patish. The question becomes, is completing Makom Patish? The Meiri, quoting the Chachmei Adoro, says no. And Rashi says yes, which is the standard assumption. Now, what would be a nafka mina between these two shitas? The Svas Emes, this is along the lines of Reuven and Yehuda here. The Svas Emes says the following case can be a nafka mina between the Meiri and Rashi. What if, instead of writing the last letter of a Sefer Torah, you have a half a letter as the last letter, it's a half a letter, and you're just finishing off the last part of the half a letter to complete the Sefer Torah? You have a full Sefer Torah. You're only missing a half a letter. You have the other half there. Let's say it's a yud, and now you have to extend it to make it a vav. So, what will be the chiyuv there? So says the Sfas Emes, if you work with the shita of the Meiri, that the halacha of Sefer Echa v'Hishlima is kosev. So here, maybe this is not considered kosev, because although writing a one letter of a Sefer Torah is because it's chashuva kishtaim, it's very significant. But at least you're writing a full-fledged letter. Here, you're just making a partial letter that may not be kosev entirely. However, if you go with Rashi, who says Makom Patish is the chiyuv by Sefer Torah, so as long as you're completing the Sefer Torah, even if you're just writing a partial letter, it would be mashlum the Sefer Torah, and you'd be chayiv for Makom Patish. So that's just an easy nafka mina that comes out of that case. But the main point I want to bring out, sure. Let's say you have a full-fledged Sefer Torah. You're only missing a half a letter. Okay, you have the top of the lamed. You don't have the leg of the lamed. So if you hold the Sefer Echad V'Hishlima, writing the last letter of a Sefer Torah is Chayav Mishum Kosev, like the Meiri. So this may not even be called Kosev, because you're not even writing a full-fledged letter. You're writing a half a letter. Kosev means at least one letter. Mashienke, if you hold like Rashi, that Makom Patish applies anytime you're completing an object. So here too, I make a line, I'm completing the Sefer Torah, I'm finishing this letter. This letter would be mashlim the Sefer Torah, and it'll be Makom Patish. But that's just a nafka mina to bring out the case of Sefer Echad. But the main point I want to bring out is that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Meiri as to what the geder of Makom Patish is. Everyone agrees it means to perfect, but does it also apply to completing? Meiri says no. It's specifically perfecting an item, fine-tuning an item, like the case of a garment that you're taking away some of the threads. Mashi Enki and Rashi's holding that anytime you complete an object, you are chayiv for makom patish. Let's bring out three nafka minas lemaisa in this halacha. We did the first nafka mina that was more in terms of the Sefer Torah halacha. Let's bring down two more nafka minas that come out. The second nafka mina is quoted by the Shalat Shuvas Minchas Asher in Chelek Alaf Sibin Lamed. He was given a kuntris to look at concerning the halacha regarding turning on LED lights on Shabbos. Now, we already discussed in previous chaburas the different halachic ramifications and malachas that are involved in electricity on Shabbos. We said maybe it's bonet, chazanish, maybe it's molid, but now Michas Asher is going to come up with a new malacha based on this machlokus in Iri and Rashi. He wants the taina that turning on electricity on Shabbos, again, this is not an incandescent light bulb, because then that's already havara. We're talking about electricity that has no other malachas involved, just pure turning on a fridge, turning on an LED light bulb that doesn't have any ish to it. What malacha would that be? So says the Rav Asher, the general accepted shitas are that electricity on Shabbos is aser, and even though you could nitpick and be mefalpel with the different reasons to aser, he holds it's aser on Shabbos, and he wants to tell you that this is a malacha of makiv patish. So even though in previous chaburas we mentioned bone and molid, the Minchas Asher wants to tie in a third mahalach, the electricity and LED lights are going to be usher al tzmakav patish. Why is that? Because the Yushalmi in Shabbos on Zion Bays brings down Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, who spent 3.5 years trying to figure out all the different toldas of all the different malachas. And the Gemara says there that whenever Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish came across an activity, a tolda on Shabbos, that they weren't able to identify under a specific av, they weren't able to know which one of the 39 malachas it fell under, they automatically classified it under the malacha of makom patish. If there was any given tolda that they weren't able to associate with any av, they chalked it up to makom patish. So the Minchas Asher says, you see from this Yerushalmi, that makom patish is really an all-inclusive umbrella dick type of malacha that will include within it any significant and productive activity that a person does. If that activity is not defined by any specific malacha, makom patish will be the end-all be-all. It will be the umbrella type of malacha that will incorporate any malachas that you do, any act that you do that is significant and productive. So the Minchas Asher and Shalmei Nisim also mention this, that this would depend on that. Well, let me just give you more background. So Minchas Asher says that when you close an electrical circuit and you turn on electricity, since it has a very profound and significant act, this Yerushalmi would taina that this will fall under Malacha of Makom Patish, even if we're not able to associate under any other Av Malacha. But you can't just tell me electricity is us is mutter. Electricity would fall under makom patish based on this Yerushalmi, because anytime you do any significant or productive activity, it falls under makom patish. Therefore, electricity, he says, is makom patish. And he goes on to say the following. This is actually in Yonah Diyoma, and this actually happened to one of my good friends, my chavrusa. Rav Siegelman, he's a rav in Queens. He once asked Rav Asher the following question that he had. One of his balabatim was a doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan, and he was working on developing a vaccine for COVID-19, hopefully not the J&J ones. And he was developing the COVID-19 vaccine, and they were making significant breakthroughs, not J&J. And when they were doing that, they noticed that they were pressed for time. So the doctor asked Rabbi Siegelman, is he able to go into the hospital on Shabbos to continue the research so that the COVID-19 vaccine would come out quicker and sooner? And he would make sure that a guy would drive him to work, so he would not be violating anything with the driving. Post can already bring down that it's your weight in a car is not going to be significant. It's just you're just sitting in the car, no problem. So you can let's say we can get around that issue. But all he would have to do is work on the computer. He'd have to type and use the computer, which is just electricity. Is he able to waive that prob issue in order to develop the vaccine? The chayra electricity is only an issur derabanan. Can he be makel? So Minchas Asher wrote back to my friend, to this, to Reb Siegelman, in a tshuva, he printed it out, that absolutely not. Who says that electricity is only midrabanan? We quoted that last week, a few weeks ago, Molid. But he says, no, based on my shita, based on this Yerushalmi, that Makom Patish is an all-inclusive malacha, that it includes any productive or significant act. So electricity is a very significant act. Using your computer is a very significant act. That's a dindoraisa. And so there's no basis to be mekel on the shaila. And he pointed out, amongst other reasons, that it wasn't pikuach nefesh at that point. But barring the pikuach nefesh, he was proving that it was not pikuach nefesh at that point in time. So it's a dindoraisa. You can't just wave a dindoraisa. All because he's holding the Minchas Asher that electricity is makom patish. It's all inclusive. So that was the shaila, that was the psak, and Rav Asher is holding that electricity is under makom patish. Now the Shalmei Nisim says that this, that the Yerushalmi is able to hold that makom patish is an all inclusive melacha, lechora should be tully on the Rashi and the Meiri. If you hold, like the Meiri, that the halacha of makom patish means to specifically perfect an object, fine-tune an object, then there's no basis for the Yerushalmi to say that this is an all-inclusive malacha that incorporates within any activity that is significant and productive. Because makom patish is a very specific geder. It means perfecting, fine-tuning. So there's no basis for the Yerushalmi, and therefore there'd be no basis for Rav Asher to say that electricity is under makom patish. However, if you hold like Rashi, that makom patish means to complete an object, to be gomer an object, it's not restricted to perfecting an object, so then the Yerushalmi is understandable. Anytime a person performs a significant productive act and he completes something, that can be included within makom patish. And so because of Rashi Shita, we can now understand the Yerushalmi, and we can now understand the Minchas Asher's Psak, the electricity on Shabbos, is Asher Midin Makom Patish, and that's why he paskin that this person, this doctor, should not develop the vaccine on Shabbos, because it's a Din De'oraisa. That was Nafka Mina number two. Okay? Last Nafka Mina is a fun Nafka Mina. Making soda, on Shabbos. Okay, now we're going to have to go back in time a little bit because the way they made soda on Shabbos is a little bit different than nowadays, but we'll get to nowadays in a second. So back then, the Imre Bina already brings this down in Chelek Aleph, Or HaChaim, Dinei Shabbos, Ibn Chaf Aleph. He raises this issue of making soda on Shabbos, which in his days was made by mixing water with some kind of type of sour salt and sugar. That was like the concoction. And then they added a spice, which was called soda. And that spice, called soda, caused this concoction to carbonate. So the Imre Bina says that he's not clear whether this should be mutter to make on Shabbos or not, because maybe they should violate the makom patish. You're making a concoction by putting this spice of soda in to make it carbonated. You are completing an object, perhaps. The Shvisa Shabbos also says that he quoted the Maral Diskin, who's Aser's making soda on Shabbos. This is the older types of soda, where you're adding the spice. Now, it happens to be that there are three tzadim leheter for making soda on Shabbos. One of them is going to get into the Meiri and Rashi. The first tzad is to say, the Shari Tzedek quotes this, and the Bir Halacha, Rov Poskim hold that Makom Patish does not apply to ochlim, to food. It only applies to kalim, let's say, or inanimate objects, but not to food. Some hold that it does apply to food, but that would definitely be one side leheter, that makom patish doesn't apply to food. So you can't tell me that it's usher on Shabbos to make soda out of makom patish. Many, many poskim hold that it doesn't apply to ochlim bichlal. Heter number two, possibly, another side heter, is the Shvisa Shabbos says that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, which was Rav Sachs's great-grandfather, actually, said that he doesn't understand why this should be a problem at all. Ben Ishchai also says this, because the Maisa, just like I'm allowed to dilute wine on Shabbos, why can't I also add a spice called soda to my water to carbonate it? I'm not making anything new. I'm just blending two items together. So Ratzvi Pesach Frank says that if there really was an Issur, the Maral Diskin must have been speaking about a different situation, because this would be totally mutter. The Shvisha Shabbos, though, argues and says, no, there's a basic difference between diluting concentrated wine and making soda. When you're diluting concentrated wine, you're just taking the edge off the wine. You're not making anything new. However, when you add soda, the spice of soda, to an object, you are carbonating it. You're making a new concoction. You're blending it together and causing a chemical change. So that could possibly be makom patish. So bekitzer, though, there are two, at least two reasons why you can be mefakfek back and forth, but two reasons the hakel maybe. Number one, ein makom patish be'ochlin, and number two, Ritzi Pesach Frank's taina that maybe this is not called making something new. It's just called diluting wine. It's in that category. One more point, and then you can ask. The third reason is the real one I wanted to bring out, which is our Shiloh of Meiri and Rashi. Because the Maharsham, the Shas Jewish Maharsham, says that if you work with the assumption of the Meiri, the Chachmei Hadoros, that Makom Patish only applies when you're perfecting and fine-tuning something, then there's no basis to say that Makom Patish would apply to soda. Even if you want to tie into that Makom Patish applies to food, and even if you want to tie into that Makom Patish applies here because you're making something new and it's not just diluting wine, still a third nikuda is that the Meiri holds that it's specifically perfecting and fine tuning. Only the Rashi is there a tzad to say that maybe you're completing something new and it's going to be called Makom Patish. But the Meiri lechoyla, this wouldn't be Makom Patish. So three reasons, and then Eliyahu, I'll take your question. Three reasons why perhaps making soda on Shabbos in the older generations would have been mutter. Either in Makom Patish Be'Ochlin, B, even if you want to say it's Makom Patish Be'Ochlin, but maybe you're not making a chemical change, you're not doing anything significant, you're just diluting the wine. And C, you have the Meiri to rely on that you're not perfecting anything, you're just completing something, L'chayla. Now, just in terms of nowadays, contemporarily, let me just finish, Leo, then you'll say it. Just in terms of nowadays, like SodaStream and making soda through SodaStream, you know, without any mechanical and any electrical stuff, just down the SodaStream, manual SodaStream. So the Shmir Shabbos or Shlomo Zalman already permits using contemporary seltzer making machines as long as there's no electricity, which in Eretz Yisrael there's a lot of them like that, the manual ones. Shlomo Zalman says that it's a stabber, that it's mutter according to all the shitas, because it's just carbonation, you're not doing anything new, and therefore he'd be matir making soda on Shabbos. Tzitz Eliezer argues and says no, that maybe it's akin to melechas bona, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman is definitely a posuk that we can rely on. Yes, Elio. Elio? Yeah. No, tea bags are different. There's a different malacha called cooking the raw leaves. Yeah, cooking the raw leaves. Dyeing is a different issue. There's a whole shaila whether we say tzviya, tzoveya, be'ochlim or not. But cooking is the main issue. That's what the post can bring down, because the leaves are raw. And we don't know the difference between things that are easily cooked and not. So tea, putting hot water on the tea leaves is cooking the tea leaves. And so many people have the minute to make tea essence before Shabbos. So yeah, it's not shy to this. So let's just summarize the issue of Makom Patish. We have a machlokish Rishonim between Meiri and Rashi as to what the gather of Makom Patish is. Meiri, quoting the Chachmei Hadoros of Kavdala Mabez, is saying that Makom Patish is defined by perfecting and fine-tuning an object, whereas Rashi, the Kamakam Komos, is saying it's being mashlin and being gomer the kli. We have one afkamina that we said about Sefer Echad Behishlima, writing a Sefer Torah, the last half a letter, depending on whether or not you hold it Kosev or Makom Patish. The second afkamina was Rav Asher Weiss's Tzak Legabe, the COVID vaccine, that the doctor is allowed to go to the hospital on Shabbos to do the research on Shabbos and use his computer and electricity, which he was tining, bringing the Yerushalmi, that there is Makom Patish when it comes to electricity, unlike the other two shittas of the Chazon Ish, who said it was Bona, or the other shita that we had of Molid. And the third nafkamina is making soda on Shabbos, at least the Imre Bina's time, And the previous achronim time, when you're making soda with adding that spice, three tzadim lahakel, either the pshad is the ein makim patish be'ochlin, or we said the second tzad, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is saying that it's not called a chemical change. Or lastly, based on this me'iri, there's another tzad, another snif lahakel, that you're not actually perfecting the soda, you're just completing the soda, and that's not called makim be'patish. Okay, Shkolach Rabbi Lubavsky, feel free to begin. I'm sorry, Rebbe is muted.